This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I just love it being football season. I love it. I don't know if any of you guys are looking at my picks. You know, I haven't been doing that bad, my percentages, based on the NFL injury report. So for those of you who, you know, thinking, oh, you know, it's just the Eagles are going to be, you know, winners because they have been unbeaten. Well, no, not entirely. Although I did accidentally pick the Eagles on this one based on the injury reports. That's my bad. So, yeah, you know. But so there are going to be some surprises and some things. But like the Packers, I was right about that. Definitely the Cowboys, obviously the Cowboys. So, you know, take sometimes, you know, my picks pretty seriously. I have a blog, and it's on my website at drdahlia.com, and I usually post them on Twitter and Facebook. But what's very, very interesting about sports is, you know, you look at the players, and, you know, they got a lot of testosterone. Right? You know, they, you know, they're the football players, they're men. They are men. And, you know, you wonder, you know, are the coaches still telling them no sex? You know, being a Dallas Cowboys fan, you know, I was really worried when Tony Romo was dating. What was he dating? Carrie Underwood and Jessica Simpson. I forget all the blondes he was dating. I was really, really nervous because it seemed like whenever he had a girlfriend, he didn't do that well. You know, and coaches, you know, for as long as I can remember, would, you know, tell players no girls or nowadays no sex. Okay, whoever you want to be with. Well, now they've actually done a scientific study on that, and they go, you want to know what? You can have sex before a game. These were done by Italian researchers. Italian researchers are like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, you know, don't be telling us not to have sex. Let's figure this out. Apparently, Italian researchers reviewed 9 studies that examined the impact of sexual activity on sports performance, and their findings appear in the journals of Frontiers in Physiology. And they said abstaining from sexual activity before athletic competition is a controversial topic in the world of sport, according to lead author Laura Stefani. We show no robust scientific evidence to indicate that sexual activity has a negative effect upon athletic results. Stefani, a research professor of sports medicine at the University of Florence, noted that little research has been done on the topic. She says, we clearly show that this topic has not been well investigated and only anecdotal stories have been reported. In fact, unless it takes place less than 2 hours before, the evidence actually suggests that sexual activity may have a beneficial effect on sports performance. Wow, that could really, really change things. The findings show that athletes need not feel guilty if they have sex the day before a big game, the researchers concluded. Now, this is where the psychology comes in, okay? Now, maybe from a physical standpoint, okay, and again, I'm not a guy, I'm a girl. So for me, as a girl, sex makes you sleep. So if I had any sort of intercourse a couple hours before I had to perform or go on air, let's say I had sex within a couple hours of going on air, I would be like, I'm tired. I don't know what we're talking about. Michael Fassbender. Okay, that's probably how I would be performing. But the night before, I don't know, maybe I'm perky. You know, man, hubby didn't mind that I didn't shave my legs. I am sexy. You know, maybe I don't have to diet. He found me sexy. So I personally see sex, okay, the night before being very psychologically enhancing and stimulatory and putting you in a very, very good mood. Unless you have a bad sexual encounter. What if no Viagra even helped my husband get through a sexual encounter with me? I'd probably feel bad. I feel like something is wrong. Let's say your sexual encounter is with somebody where you're like, you know what, that lesion didn't look right. I probably should have thought about it before I continued. And now you're busy worrying that you could have an STD, or you're worried that the condom broke and there's a chance that you got somebody pregnant. So personally, if I was a coach and I had to decide based on this scientific evidence, I would probably tell them to keep their heads clear. And any new relationship issues, I would probably say wait. Any current relationships, I would say, look, make sure you keep everything on the down low. Let sleeping dogs lie. Okay, make sure the wife is happy, because the last thing we need is anything messing with your head. Now, game day, I mean, for me, yeah, I've had many, you know, unfortunately things happened where I had to just put my game face on and still go. And for some of us, we're able to separate it and we're able to kind of, you know, dissect it out. But for others, no. So, you know, if you're that type of person where you're like, look, I'm going to be, you know, worried about it. I'm going to be, you know, it was interesting. Tom Brady's back. And, oh, he looked good, didn't he? He looks good. Especially since they had that horrible loss the week before. So Tom Brady's back and Giselle wasn't there at the game. I think it was an away game, for them. And, you know, she wasn't there. And so, you know, is that on purpose? You know, is he like, look, okay, I just don't need any drama. Just take the kids, go, let me sleep. I got to be focused on the game. You know, and so, you know, I wonder how football players do it. I wonder how any athlete does it. You know, do they tell their spouse to go away, or do they tell their spouse, I need you? So, you got to be mentally fit. You know, one thing about, you know, football or games in general is, I don't know how much they work on the psychology of players. When the Broncos lost that Super Bowl a while back, because of the safety, and you saw them just not recover. You know, it really brought to light that when, you know, something goes bad, even during a game, or you see your friend get knocked unconscious, okay, are they ready for that? You know, I'm a physician, and I've worked in an ER, I've been an ER doc, I'm a family doc, so I've seen trauma. But I can't say that you could completely walk out of that not thinking twice. No, you're human. You know, and so I wonder what type of psychological training they get to be able to get through the game. One reason why I think the Cowboys did so well is that, you know, a touchdown right out the gate, that gave them a lot of momentum. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us again on Twitter and Facebook. Okay, so let's get to some of your phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. D-A-L-I.
Yeah, hey, they got a question about great show as usual. Great show as always. A great question about medical marijuana, medical purposes for it, and where can you buy it?
Okay, so I wish I could talk to you live. Medical marijuana, and yeah, see, it's, and I'm sorry, guys, if the quality of it didn't come through. Medical marijuana and uses, he asked. Did he also ask where you could buy it? I don't know where you could buy medical marijuana. I'm sorry, I don't. I'm not sure what city you're calling from, so it would, you know. Still, with the states where marijuana is legal, the majority of the states where marijuana is legal, you still have to have some sort of a medical card. Okay, there's only a few states where marijuana is, you know, legal recreationally. So you would probably, your best bet, especially if you're calling from Nevada, is to check in with your medical provider and, you know, see if you qualify. But, you know, medical benefits, I get asked this a lot. Medical benefits of marijuana, here's the problem. We don't have enough studies telling us as physicians, okay, where use marijuana in this case, and we don't have any study saying use marijuana in this case instead of something else. So, but what we do have is a bunch of anecdotal evidence. So what is anecdotal evidence? Anecdotal evidence is where people say, look, Dahlia, the reason why I don't have diabetes is because I've been smoking pot. I'm the only one in my family without diabetes. And you're like, well, that's odd. You know, is it increasing your insulin sensitivity? Is there something to this? You know, or Dahlia, the reason why I haven't come to you for any pain medicines all this time is because I had marijuana. Now that I don't have marijuana anymore, you know, those back issues are acting up. And you're like, really? You know, and so you have all these cases, and then you have parents saying they gave their child marijuana to stop the seizures and it worked. And, you know, we in science cannot ignore anecdotal evidence, okay? We unfortunately can't make recommendations as a result of it. We cannot, you know, encourage anybody to follow, you know, any of these recommendations because, again, you know, our license is on the line. But when you hear the you know, these many cases, when you hear, you know, this many. When you hear, you know, these stories come up and they keep surfacing and they go, look, Dahlia, I don't use sleeping medicines because all I do is I smoke a half a joint and I can fall asleep. And you're like, okay, well, wait a second here. Okay, so then you start to compile, well, it looks like it probably helps sleep, probably helps some baseline anxiety. It may actually help some insulin sensitivity. It appears to help pain. So we have a lot of anecdotal evidence. So when you guys, you know, if you Google online and you Google, all right, you know, health benefits, some of these sites that are cannabis activist based will list a whole bunch of medical conditions that you could use it for. But it, again, that's anecdotal evidence. It doesn't necessarily mean scientific. Now, according to Time Magazine, scientists led by Penny Whiting from University Hospitals Bristol, the UK, reported in the Journal of American Medical Association that there's only moderate quality evidence supporting the benefits of medical marijuana and only for certain conditions. And the majority of studies, and there's not a lot of them, involving medical marijuana, okay, occurred before marijuana was also legalized. So we couldn't really tell people, look, okay, here are all of you have diabetes or all of you have seizures. Don't take the seizure medication, but here, take this joint and tell us what happens. You couldn't do that. So still, a lot of our studies are small. Now, this Dr. Whiting and her colleagues, according to Time Magazine, analyzed 79 randomized trials, which is a kind of the gold standard in medical research where volunteers are randomly assigned to take a cannabis-related product or a placebo. And the studies evaluated marijuana's ability to relieve a range of symptoms, from nausea, from chemotherapy, loss of appetite among HIV-positive patients, multiple sclerosis spasms, depression, anxiety, sleep disorder, psychosis, and Tourette syndrome. Tourette syndrome is a psychological and sometimes neurological condition where you'll get a tick. It's been glorified in the movies as somebody, you know, not being able to control their foul language, but it could be a variety of tics. And they say most of the studies did show improvements among participants taking the cannabinoid products over placebo. But in many of these studies, the scientists admitted that they could not be sure that the effect wasn't simply due to chance and the association was not statistically significant. Now, the strongest trials did show marijuana's ability to relieve chronic pain. They said the least reliable evidence had to do with nausea and vomiting. from chemotherapy, sleep disturbances, and Tourette's. They also found that the cannabinoids were connected to more adverse events like nausea, vomiting, dizziness, disorientation, and hallucinations. So summing up the evidence, Dr. Whiting and her colleagues wrote that further large, robust, randomized clinical trials are needed to confirm the effects of these, especially on HIV/AIDS, appetite, depression, sleep disorders, anxiety disorders, psychosis, glaucoma even. Even glaucoma and Tourette syndrome. So, what does that mean? Okay? For your eye. Well, you know, there have been some interesting health, there have been some small studies that I thought I should tell you guys about, which seems kind of cool. And then I'll go into how we need to approach, you know, marijuana and introducing it in our health. And we have to be very, very careful. So just because studies are saying, well, it doesn't really seem to help, we really didn't talk about the concept of marijuana hurting. And that is what is trying to be studied as quickly as the risks are being studied as quickly as the benefits. Because many people will say, well, look, then I'll just give it a try myself. Or I'll let my kid eat a marijuana brownie. We need to research this fast. But this is very interesting. Remember there was a study where, I believe it came out of Canada, where they found that people who smoked marijuana appeared to be slimmer than other people, which is why there's been a lot of talk about, can this help prevent diabetes? Now, usually we associate marijuana with obesity because you get the munchies. But they say many people that smoke marijuana are less likely to be obese. This was a study from the Conference of Quebec University Health Centers that looked at 700 adults age 18 to 74, and they found that cannabis users tend to have lower body mass indexes. Now, is it because they're younger and they have higher metabolisms? You know, or is it because they're eating less? They're less stressed. They're able to fall asleep. So rather than sitting on the couch eating a bunch of junk food, they're smoking a doobie after work and not eating. So that could be another issue. There was one study where they looked at how marijuana could improve lung function. Now, be very careful with this, because they said when people take a big drag of that weed, they may train their lungs to be more efficient. Apparently, according to metro.co.uk, there was a study in the Journal of American Medical Association about this, how some pot smokers may have more lung capacity. They say marijuana may actually help increase creativity. Researchers found that they increased verbal fluency, and they seem to understand language more, and they seem to be more creative. They say weed in this one study could help athletes perform better. Again, be very, very careful with this. They found increased performance and recovery in like heavy squat sessions. A lot more studies have to be done on that, but that was interesting. One thing I've been watching very closely is studies looking at marijuana killing off cancer cells. Alright, that's very interesting how if a cannabis can kill off cancer cells, could we later use marijuana as an anti-cancer? Of course, there's been a lot of talk that marijuana appears to be safer than alcohol. It seems to be 114 times less deadly, according to scientific reports, when they looked at marijuana compared to heroin, alcohol, cocaine, etc. And they found that smoking weed may actually get people off heroin. They found that maybe marijuana could get people off opiates. Now, again, a lot of studies need to still be done. Okay? You know, just because you have one study and there's a lot of media doesn't mean that's the end all. But I personally think that there are going to be a lot of medical uses for marijuana, and I foresee us implementing it into many regimens for high blood pressure, for anxiety, for pain, absolutely. However, what other problems are we going to be introducing? You know, you're having all these contaminants unfiltered get into your lungs. Okay? We don't know much about lung cancer rates because many pot smokers smoke regular cigarettes too. So if anybody had lung cancer and they were afraid to mention that they smoke pot, we have no idea how many people with lung cancer were pot smokers. Again, we don't know about the, how we're going to be dealing with, driving under the influence or kids. Apparently a lot of teenagers, you know, are getting easier access to marijuana. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was out of town, many of you had called in, had medical questions, so let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Is there a non-medical way to deal with sciatica or sciatic nerve pain?
Okay, great question. And again, I wish I could talk to you live because I'd like to know what you tried. So, sciatica. All right, sciatica is not fun. So, sciatica is where you have pressure on the sciatic nerve. Okay, and you know, again, you know, we in medicine, we don't have this whole new language, okay? And so the sciatic nerve, usually, when you have a nerve that you know, comes from your spinal column, you have two of them. One that comes, you know, goes down the right, and one that goes down to the left. So many people that complain of sciatica will usually complain on one part of the body. And it could be anything from pain, to shooting or tingling, and it could even be numbness or weakness. Okay? And it could go anywhere from the tushy all the way down to the toes. And sciatica is something that is very, very common. You know, when I was riding in the plane the other day, and, you know, I was kind of, you know, crunched up between people, and you know, it's now on planes, it's really uncomfortable. You know, thank God my sciatica wasn't acting up, but my neck, I have a little pinched nerve in the neck, and so my arm kept going numb, and I really couldn't move. And I was thinking, if somebody has severe sciatica, how do they fly? A coach, you know, how do you move around, and who could afford first class these days? So sciatica is usually caused by maybe a herniated disc or a slipped disc. So the discs are like the cushions, the shock absorbers between the vertebrae. And so when the disc starts to slip and compress the spinal cord, now you have that impedance of the neurological signals. And so, and it'll usually affect, I mean, it could affect both sides, but most of the time we hear one person, most of the time we hear that it affects one side. So, you know, a surgical remedy, you know, obviously would be to, you know, if the disc is that herniated, to fix that disc, you know, or to remove the disc and do a microdiscectomy so that disc can't sit there and, you know, mess with the spinal cord. But, you know, not a lot of us really want to go for surgery, and sometimes we don't have to. Okay, if you have an irritated sciatic nerve, all right, there's other ways to get the pressure off. So I'm a big fan of chiropractic, you know, because I'm married to Corey and he's a chiropractor. And, you know, I like the idea of trying to get the pressure off with chiropractic. And sometimes proper manipulation or osteopathic manipulation, proper manipulation of the back can sometimes help that disc move back in. All right. And there's been studies showing that chiropractic helps low back pain, you know, but in terms of long-term efficacy for sciatica, I'm not sure what the studies state. So what else can you do? Well, heat and ice are very, very helpful. And sometimes relaxing the muscle, okay, can, you know, believe it or not, do some phenomenal things to the inflammation that you're feeling as far deep as the nerve. So, you know, they recommend hot and cold packs. Some of you have asked me, what are you supposed to do with the hot and cold pack? So basically 15 to 20 minutes, and you could alternate them. And you do this every few hours until you get relief. So you could do the hot cold pack, do that for about 15, 20 minutes, then an hour later do ice. And so, you know, if you're home one day because of back pain, and back pain is probably the number one cause of people missing work, you know, people being out of work for pain, you know, don't just sit there and take off and pop a pain pill. You know, kind of work, put the area where you hurt with, and where you're feeling it, you don't necessarily have to put it on the back, but if you put it on the glutes or on your legs, sometimes that helps. There's been some discussion about turmeric. Sometimes turmeric and cinnamon could help a little bit. Massage. They've been talking about St. John's wort oil. I know nothing about that. But obviously, there's anecdotal stories of a variety of things over the counter. But what we really want to do is relieve inflammation. Now, I personally like putting hot pads and cold packs on the low back. I think hot and cold packs on the low back will cause a distal response, because again, you want to get the inflammation where the inflammation is occurring. But for those of you that say, look, my leg hurts, I want to put on my leg, go ahead. If it helps, go ahead. Why not? Okay? So you alternate that. Let me see. Exercises. So what type of exercises can you do? So with exercises, on one end, people are very, very concerned that, okay, wait a second, I'm in inflammation, so I don't want to move it. Okay, however, if that exercise can help do a proper stretch that'll take some pressure, like, for example, the piriformis muscle. Your piriformis muscle that kind of lies deep inside that can unfortunately spasm and give you sciatica pain, there are some exercises. So, for example, you can lie on your back. Top10HomeRemedies.com has a nice discussion on ways to exercise, like the knee to the chest stretch. So you lie on your back on a mat with your feet straight and, you know, hip width apart. So you don't want your legs together, but you don't want your legs completely wide. Just lie there like it is. Keep your body relaxed. Then you want to take your right knee first. Bend upwards. Breathe. Okay, you got to breathe. Clasp your hands behind the thigh. Gently pull it towards your chest as far as is comfortable. Keep the other leg flat on the surface while you're doing that. You want to hold the position for about 20 seconds. Do controlled deep breaths and then lower your leg gently. Then you switch the legs. I don't care if the pain is on one side or the other. You do it on both. You repeat it, you know, 3 to 5 times. And, you know, you do this exercise basically with both legs 3 to 5 times. So it may kind of take you, you know, a half hour, but that could be worth it. All right. Let me see what else. Capsaicin. Some of you guys have asked me about capsaicin, cayenne pepper, which is in it. Sometimes a capsaicin cream works nice. You could try that. It's supposed to deplete the levels of neurotransmitter substance P, which transports pain signals. Again, I'm a little nervous about, you know, something being topically on the skin, being able to get all the way down there to the nerve pain. But, you know, capsaicin cream may help. Voltaren gel. An anti-inflammatory could help. Okay, so now we're starting to get to, all right, well, you know, what medications? I don't know much about valerian root. A lot of people take valerian root to relieve chronic nerve pain. I'm a lot more comfortable right now until we see more studies with the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Ibuprofen, naproxen, you got to be careful, of course, if you have weak kidneys, if you have weak stomach lining, if you have a weak heart, if you have high blood pressure, you can't be taking these anti-inflammatories all the time. But for short term, if your doctor says it or a medical provider says it's okay, you could do that. And why the anti-inflammatories? Because you want to decrease inflammation around the sciatic nerve. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of our callers asked about sciatica. Then the epidural steroid injections. These scare people, but they shouldn't. What the epidural steroid injections are is rather than you taking something orally, hoping it decreases inflammation, you know, after it travels through the body and gets metabolized in the liver and gets to where it needs to go, the epidural steroid injections go right to the spot. So if you have a painful area, they could inject. It has some steroid in it. It has some short-term pain, lidocaine, marcaine, and a little bit of a long-term marcaine agent. So these are non-narcotic, and they could inject it in the area. Many people will say that they feel immediate relief. The long-term relief, however, though, that is yet to be, you know, yet to be decided now or determined. Now, many people with sciatica will resolve on their own. So some people will say the shots didn't work or the shots worked, but, the pain eventually went away. So sometimes your sciatica, the inflammation, will die down on its own, and you do not need surgery. When you need surgery is when it's not going away. When you can't walk, when you can't, function. Also, by the way, I like acupuncture, too. I think acupuncture is great. When the physical therapy, when the chiropractic, when the massage isn't working. And, you know, and if it, the, you are getting continual spasms and flare-ups, I should say, flare-ups of this, you know, then, you really need an MRI, you need a medical professional evaluating you, and you need to be, checked to see if you, it just needs to be, resolved once and for all with surgery. Not that it's 100%, but we've had some really good results with surgery. I hope that helps. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We are back back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love the questions coming. Maria wants to know, what is lupus? She thinks she has lupus and she wants me to discuss it a little bit. Yeah, lupus is a tough one. Okay, when I was in medical school, and we, in fact, I think the medical students I teach at Toro University, they're about to learn about lupus now. I think, you learn it kind of early on in the school year, and, the school year starts, end of summer, and, lupus is one of those diseases where you start to hear people talk about it, and you go, oh, I think I have it, because there's so many symptoms, rash, joint pain, fatigue, leg swelling, and so we all freak out that we have lupus. I can't tell you how many times I've asked my doctor to run a lupus test on me, and the lupus test was negative, but, let's just quickly, and again, I can't do it justice in a very small segment, but really, basically what lupus is it's kind of your immune system that's at the root of this causing problems. And your immune system, it's supposed to attack foreign substances, okay? When something isn't there, like a bacteria or a virus, okay, that's what the immune system is supposed to attack. Well, for some unknown reason, and I don't think we really know why this happens to people with lupus, lupus decides to in lupus, your immune system decides to attack your healthy cells, your healthy tissues. So in lupus, your immune system starts to fight your joints, starts to fight your blood vessels, your kidneys. It can affect your heart. It can affect your brain. It can affect a whole variety of there's a few different types. You have certain medications that could induce a lupus type of syndrome. You have the one where you get the rash on the face. It's kind of this malar rash. It looks like a butterfly on the face. Which I think it's not so much the skin infection the skin being attacked as much as like the blood vessels. And so the blood vessels appear to be more hyperemic, visual, in that part, because it's a very vascular part of the face. So there's a variety of different kinds of lupus. Now, usually lupus, it's very interesting. We see and we hear about diagnoses in white women, Caucasian, but it seems to be more common in African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, and it hits women more than men, which is why we really don't know. Is it genes? Is it hormones? We don't know. And so a young woman, and, we usually diagnose this when they're kind of younger, okay? If the disease strikes, anywhere between teenage to early middle age. So, you really don't diagnose late onset lupus in an older person. If I saw an older person start to have all these issues, I would think more medication or viral or, I wouldn't necessarily be thinking lupus, because we usually see this in younger women. And they'll, say, gosh, my joints hurt, or I have these weird discoid skin lesions. That is the skin hypersensitivity to what's happening with lupus. Or they start to have some kidney disease, and, they're like, what's going on here? Why is my urine all bubbly? Now, bubbly urine means there's protein in the urine, and that could be a sign of nephrotic syndrome, where the kidneys are not filtering that well. But not all people with bubbly urine mean they have lupus. But I got to tell you, if you have protein in the urine, or if you're starting to have any sort of kidney issues, you need, to be screened for lupus. That's one of the things that needs to be looked at. So what are some of the symptoms that people get when they, when they go to the doctor and they're being told, look, we're going to check you for lupus? So, one is, people feeling tired. Okay, how many women, this is why all of us think we have lupus, okay, feeling tired. Okay? Feeling like you have swelling in the legs. Now, unfortunately, a full lupus attack, that swelling is bad. I mean, we call it pitting edema, where you could stick your finger into the skin and you see a big indentation. But you could get mouth ulcers. How many of us get these little ulcerations in the mouth? You could get fever. You could get muscle pain. You could get a rash on the face. You could get chest pain. It starts to affect the heart. You could be losing your hair. Sometimes also with lupus, you get something called Raynaud's phenomenon, where when you're cold, how your fingers and the tips of the ears hurt? Like you're about to get frostbite? face, but you can actually see the fingers get red, white, and blue. It's called Raynaud's phenomenon, where your arteries or the little capillaries are vasospasming, and you're not getting proper blood flow because it's shunting to other areas. When you have lupus, you can be very sensitive to the sun. You know, so there's a lot of different diagnoses. From a clinical standpoint, if I look at you and I see you're anemic, where you have low blood cells, I should probably be checking a lupus test, because maybe what's happening is you're losing blood in the kidneys, or you're not making blood. You could also have, like I said, kidney issues. You could be confused. You could have dizzy spells, headaches. You could even have seizures with lupus. All right, so how do we diagnose it? Well, usually we take a history, and the NIH has a really good informational handout on this. But, you know, basically we do blood tests initially, and there's some blood tests that, you know, it could still be negative, and it doesn't necessarily mean you don't have lupus. It just means that, you know, you may not be making those particular antibodies. But there are some confirmatory blood tests, and usually your rheumatologist or your primary care provider, you know, can run the gamut of those. Sometimes we actually have to do a skin biopsy or a kidney biopsy, and when we see the glomerulonephritis, or, you know, there's certain pathognomonic looks under the microscope to tell us that this could be lupus induced. And you know, what do we usually do? Well, me, because I'm a primary care doctor and I'm no expert on treating lupus, I get you in to a rheumatologist. However, if I need to treat you acutely, if you're having a flare-up where you are swelling and I think the kidneys are going to be going down, I'll start you on some steroids, or I'll start you on some immune blocking agents right away if I had to. But usually I could, you know, get you in, you know, with the rheumatologist pretty quickly. Thank God for the rheumatologist. Whew. You know, hey, in medical school, we make fun of the rheumatologist a lot. Not when you got a lupus case. Now, some people have mild lupus. I mean, I'm still concerned. You know, I had some joint pain. Every now and then I get a weird rash. You know, so sometimes I think I have some of these rheumatologic autoimmune things. I don't know if I have fibromyalgia. I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I have irritable bowel, and I have all these kind of weird things. So I wouldn't be surprised, but because my tests are negative, and because I can kind of work right through it, so far so good. But hell yeah, I make sure my kidneys are still good. I watch your eyes. You also have to, you know, watch your eyes. You know, my fingers don't necessarily get, you know, change color when they're cold. Then again, I live in Las Vegas, so I mean, when do I really get cold? Although New Year's can be cold. So if you have, what I recommend is this: if you feel off, okay, go to the medical provider. And they may not think lupus right away if you say you're tired. And I don't want you spending the money being screened for lupus just because you're tired. But if you say, look, you know, I'm just noticing I'm achy. My joints are achy. I'm also noticing that, you know, my urine is kind of bubbly. And, you know, gosh, I seem to swell more, you know, than I usually do. You know, what? You need to let them know. And, you know, let them know that you'd like to be screened for lupus. And you know, always get a kidney test. You know, we talk a lot about how to, approach your medical provider and what you should ask for. I don't want you guys asking for the most, lupus is rare still, okay? You know, it's not like everybody has it, so it's not like it's something that should be screened. We don't recommend regular screening, but if you have some issues, maybe your blood pressure is off, your kidneys are off, just things are kind of off. What's interesting about a disease like lupus is sometimes it's not just one thing that's wrong, or you could have multiple things going on, but there could be one cause that's stimulating all this. And so, you know, many times you go to the doctor going, okay, well, you know, I got these mouth issues, and, you know, yeah, I got some, burning when I pee, and I got, you know, and, you know, sometimes it takes a good medical provider to go, you know, maybe all this all together is one syndrome, okay? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.